Yeah.
Yeah, we are back.
Episode number 18.
What is so special about the number 18, Nate?
Well, 18 is the year that you can gamble.
18 is the year that you can start smoking as well.
Yeah, you can start smoking younger. It's just legal.
That's true.
Okay, Tommy, this is also special about episode 18. We have a special guest with us today.
We do. All the way from... You're not from Franklin.
No. Well, yeah, like from New York, but like...
From New York.
I live in Franklin now.
Give us like, you know...
The pin drops.
Yeah.
So New York, Atlanta, LA, Franklin.
Boom. Like that.
Just going around.
And this is a fellow father.
If you don't know Franklin, it's outside Nashville because no one knows Franklin.
Yeah, that's actually a good distinction.
Yeah. It's like Rancho...
I'm from a small town called Puyallup. You guys all know where that is, so...
I actually do. I've been.
Stop.
I've been. Like, we went to go see Luke and Tracy up there. And,
oh, yeah. You visited.
Yeah.
Okay.
I visited, yeah.
I'm like, actually, it has the third largest fair in the country. Puyallup, Washington.
Wow.
Who's
one and
fair.
Two?
Yeah.
Huh? Who's one and two?
It's got to be something in Texas, right?
Or Montana or Idaho or something. Something crazy.
Yeah. We have a fourth guest. We have my son River in the room. River, why don't you say hi? There it is.
Hope you're able to pick that up.
Yep. We're recording right now. It's probably blah, 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 early in the morning. What time is it?
It's 6:30 on the dot.
6:30 on the dot?
Yeah.
River came out to the studio at 5:30. To join us this morning and will not go back to bed.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It's okay. It's extra company.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, right?
Sweet.
I keep telling myself that. I'm like, no, this is great.
But all the way from New York, we have Anthony Pascalone.
Let's go.
In the building.
What's up, guys?
Give us your dad resume.
So I've got two boys. Isaac is 5, just started kindergarten 2 weeks ago. Luca is 3, just started preschool this week. And, as far as my resume, I don't really know what qualifications I have other than being male. But, having a gracious wife. What other stats that's just been the dad resume?
Yeah, I think that...
That about covers it?
That about covers it. Okay. When's Luca's birthday?
Luca's June 3rd, Isaac is April 14th.
Okay, so River's 5, he turns 6 in November, and Grayson's 2, he turns 3 in October. So they're, pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. And Tommy, just let the people know again, your dad resume, please.
I have two boys, Levi, who's just shy of 18 months, and then Ollie, he is just a little over 2 months now. So we have a freshie in the house. And,
a little freshie.
A freshie.
Yeah, a freshie, and he is... he loves using his voice, and I love him.
Tommy, we're on episode 18.
Yeah.
You guys, we got our first collaboration.
We do. We do. Are we going to tell him right now what it is?
No, but it has to do with newborns.
It does have to do with newborns, and on the next episode, we'll tell you guys who it is.
Boom. Anthony, looking back on the newborn years... Do you look at those times with fondness, or are you like, praise God, we're out of this?
This is a tough one to answer. Like we were talking about earlier, like you don't want to compare the kids, but like Isaac was so easy as a newborn.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if it was just, like there might've been an aspect of like, it's just the first one, so you're only dealing with one. And then it might also be like an Isaac's temperament thing. Luca was... really tough as a newborn, and that it was kind of the same thing. Like we thought, like, is he colicky? Like, what is going on? So he was like, you know, like difficult. You know, like that first 3 months where it's like, or not even like 3 months, but like the first like 8-ish weeks where like you're so tired, you're kind of delirious like throughout the day because like you can't get a decent amount of sleep. Like. Isaac, we barely had that. It was like maybe like a month. Luca, I felt like that was like 6 months of just like
yeah,
And like into a pandemic. So like that was also whole. So it's really hard to like gauge. But like for the most part, it's like they're fun and they're sweet. And I feel like Isaac starting kindergarten now, this is the first time that I've like started to look back at those years and be like, oh,
dang. Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about like, you know, he's still coming in and kind of wants to cuddle in the morning and stuff like that. And it's like, how long is he going to want to do this?
Oh, yeah. How long? Like, I mean, how much longer is bath time still a thing?
Yeah.
Before they're like, no, Dad, that's weird. I'm doing my own bath time. Leave me alone. Like, get out of here, bro. Bath.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'm like, did I bathe myself in kindergarten? I don't remember. I don't know. I kind of just follow Christine's lead. But, yeah, it's sweet. All the times are sweet. But, yeah.
Tommy, you're in it right now. Does it feel sweet?
I love it. He's LJ is clockwork, you know, with this whole routine. He now knows that once we do dinner for him, he knows it's followed along with bath time. The moment I open the door to the bathroom with the tub, he instantly looks over and he just knows I'm about to wrap up. You can see it in his eyes and he just lights up. He loves the water. And so I do enjoy it because I feel like it's a great bonding time. We're kind of in a routine and a rhythm right now where I kind of do the nighttime routine with Elge and Leah kind of like, you know, take care of, with Oliver for the time being. But I do cherish moments like this cause it's sweet. You know, I'm like, cause you do look back on like, you know, even seeing your guys as kids, like you blink and they're walking, they're running, they're riding bikes and it's just
they
crazy.
Tattoos on their chest.
Exactly. And so,
kind of a look.
I don't know. I enjoy moments like this right now for sure.
When does it become like socially awkward for your kid to keep cuddling with you?
I don't care.
10 years old and he's like, "Hey, Dad, I just got done with football practice. I just cracked a kid's head. You want to cuddle?"
God, you're gonna have a brutal 10-year-old. I want to bring that up in a second.
You're a senior in high school. He's like, "Dad, can I cuddle with you?"
Oh my God!
You're 18. Hey, mom, dad, can I come in the room?
No, man, drive yourself to school. What are you doing?
Go get a job.
Yeah, like no, we don't want to cuddle with you, man. You're weird. Go hang out with your friends.
Oh, cool, gosh. Me neither.
Some cultures, like they hold hands,
like Indian culture, like yeah. Indian, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't know. I mean. I'm sure it will get weird at one point, but like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't even care, you know. It is a feeling. I don't know, like if your dads were like my dad wasn't necessarily like wasn't super cuddly or affectionate or anything like that. So I don't necessarily know where I got it from, but like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, God, I'm gonna be so sad the day it stops because it's just like the totally. sweetest thing.
Yes, we had prayer night last night, and for those of you who are listening. We pray sometimes, and I brought Grayson in the room, and I was just holding him during prayer, and I could not stop crying. I'm like, this is just a special moment.
Oh, man, I wish people could get that facial expression.
Yep, that's what he did, Riff. That was really good.
You know, yeah. when you were having that moment, I looked over, and I saw you crying, but I instantly always think, like, man, God is really doing something in his life right now.
Totally.
And I'm like, like, he's... Oh, man, he just dropped the vision, and Nate's crying because he's just seeing his life 10x, you know, just crazy stuff. And, you know, here you are just crying because your son is learning how to be in this environment.
Yeah, well, yeah, also I was tired. And
I was emotional, man.
Yeah, you always get like I know it's not like a God moment when I'm like, I'm also crying watching Bluey. Oh, I'm like, God. Dude, I'm just tired at this point.
Like that, those parents were so sweet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think maybe double digits is weird to go a good cuddle stoppage point.
Like, what do you define as a good cuddle?
I mean, like, okay, good point. Yeah. It would be weird if they're 10 years old and. Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Yeah. I'm curious to have River do an assessment of Nate at some point.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Well, you got him here. No, like, you know, like, to me, like, a good cuddle is like, oh, like let's watch a movie. And, like, he'll lay on your chest, something like that.
Actually, yeah. You know, maybe not until they're a teenager.
Yeah.
If they're a teenager, they've gone through puberty. I don't want...
Unless things start rising and falling.
Yeah, exactly. It's just... Dear God.
Voices. Voices.
Voices. When the voices, when the voices get...
It's like, drops. Her dad could have some milk. Can you warm it up in the microwave, please?
If Isaac will not drink it cold.
He really?
Oh my God, thank my mother-in-law for that. It was always like, here's some milk, here you go. And now, like, she started doing this thing. Like, when we moved, like, during the pandemic, we stayed with them for a while we were, like, getting our house together in Franklin. And, like, she started doing, like, warm milk in the microwave. And now it's like, he won't even look at it if it's not warm. And, like, has to be the right temperature. Nope, not warm enough.
Really?
Yep, I'm like.
Do we haven't had a microwave? I think we've been married for 12 years now. We only had a microwave for 2 years of our marriage.
Sheesh.
And, I mean, I wish we did. I would eat a lot more pizza rolls.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, man, toaster oven. You want a mushy.
Yeah, we do. Come on, we have standards. We have an air fryer now, big air fryer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of the Costco ones.
One of the best purchases I think I've ever done is an air fryer, for sure.
They're really great. They're just such an eyesore.
Yeah, they're bulky.
Ours looks like a toaster, like a nice, clean toaster oven. It's not like that weird bubble shape with the tray.
Yeah.
His toaster oven would have, like, aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know?
Freaking it's right next to the air same fryer.
We get it.
It's right
you're creative. You have machine. Cool things.
On a cart. It's on a cart. And
wait. Go for it. How do your wives feel about sports? Like, specifically in relation to the kids?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because, like, Christine's all about sports. However, football is, like, it's not even a conversation. Like, excuse me. Sorry, I hope everyone enjoyed that.
let's turn that up on the mic.
Yeah, can we make that as loud as possible? No, like, she's all about the sports. Like, the boys do swim. Isaac's a really good swimmer. But I'm like, I would love him to play football. Or, like, you know, I'd love him to play sports. But, like, of course, like, every dad kind of feel like, you know, wants their kids to play sports. I wasn't allowed to play football. My mom was, like, absolutely not, hard pass.
Wow.
And I was like, there's a problem. He was like, well, like, maybe, like, what if he just quarterback? Like, that's it. Because the Hunter. Only thing, yeah, punter, yeah. Quarterback, no. No offense to the punters out there. But, like, no. Like, the only thing he could do is quarterback, right? Cool. And she was like, no, absolutely not. I was like, well, what about, like, flag football, right? I was like, there's no tackling. Like, I could totally see with, like, all this stuff now. Like, hey, I think no tackling until high school is probably a good thing, right? Because, yeah. Like, it's probably, like, the first age where you could understand how to tackle. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's
not plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, your brain's not plastic, but, like, there's some, like, skill to it, right? You're not just, like, running into the person as fast as possible and taking it down. Like, you know, you learn how to tackle, learn how to go for the leg,
wrap
stuff
up
like that. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, so until then, like, I'm all about flag football. And I, like, just, like, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I had just feel like I put that idea out there and she like marinated on it. She's like, oh, well, we can talk about it. I'm like, okay, dope. Earlier this week, I got a text message from her and it was like, this mom posted, first time playing flag football, first game of the year, broken arm, concussion. She was like, no. I was like,
oh. Dang, shut the dream down.
Just boom, just like, there it goes.
Jeez.
All my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, I think as far as Steph goes, she's like, let's put him in everything as long as we don't make it overly competitive.
Yeah.
And I go like, what's the point?
We're going to be competitive.
Yeah, if we're going to play a game, I don't care what it is.
We're not playing for the blue ribbon. We're playing for first place. And if you...
It's not the same thing.
Well, the blue ribbon from field day, everyone gets a blue ribbon. We're not participating.
True. Yeah, field day, no participation trophies.
We're competing here.
Yep.
Will they let you guys do it or no? Maybe.
She has voice already. Now, mind you, both of our kids are not even over the age of two yet.
Yeah, but this is when you guys start planning.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. Totally.
And she already has made the statements like, "Hey, these are the sports they can play. You know, soccer, basketball, baseball." So no football?
Like,
no football. It's just too...
Have you
too,
met me?
I'm like, fam.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Like,
I literally run flag football
at our church. Yeah.
What are we talking about? And so she kind of is driving that conversation right now. I have not put any more energy into it than I already have.
That's a very fair and like wise. See, that's like, I know this is a dad podcast, but that's like a very good husband move, right? It's like, it's like, you know, you will have that conversation / battle. It's a conversation. It's a battle. But like, you're just, you know, you might as well wait and like stack your odds against you until,
But, speaking of football, you played the football, Football Flex Club with us.
I miss it so much. It's one of my favorite things about
LA. We would gather Saturday mornings up in Sherman Oaks, and we would play. I remember the first game.
Damn pandemic.
Seriously.
Let's talk about the things that really took in my life. No, I mean, it was very serious. People lost a lot. Like, God, I missed.
Bro, but it was like, what is it about just guys getting together? Bro, and we actually had girls who actually played up, you know.
Yeah, it's co-ed.
It was a co-ed football. And I remember, were you there that morning? With when Cody DeBacker came out,
I was there with Cody. Yeah, yeah.
And there was one play where he kind of like, yes,
oh my gosh.
Okay, we need play by play. The people need play by play.
Cody DeBacker is, you know, just the sweetest guy.
We're gonna get him.
This
on the
is why our wives don't want our kids playing football. This story right here.
He is the sweetest guy. You know, he's a little bit husky. You know, Cody is a big. You know, he has a good big body.
Yes.
And
yes.
So,
is a football
and
body.
Now remind again, co-ed. And so Cody's on defense and the other team is on offense. And I'm watching this play. I'm on the sideline watching this happen. And, Cody starts, this girl gets the ball.
Oh no.
And Cody starts like, you know, running, and it's a slippery morning too, a little bit. And so he starts charging at her. He can't stop, but he lowers his shoulder.
Oh no, Cody.
Bro, this girl, both her feet's in the air. She's flying back probably, 3 yards?
But I think he lowered his shoulder because like, he realized he couldn't stop. And it was like almost his face he was lowering his shoulder to like, I think he was lowering his shoulder to like kind of like
try to
grab her, but like kind of like hold her and not like plow her over.
Didn't happen the way that he envisioned it. She goes flying. But dude, kudos to this chick. She gets back up. She shoves him. She's like, frick, bro?
No.
Yes, bro. I'm like watching this, and Cody's like, I'm so sorry. But everyone was like,
that just happened.
That was on turf, too, wasn't it? I think it was like so slippery. It was on turf. Yeah, yeah.
When you fall on turf, too, it's a different pain.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro, we got some athletes out here.
It's all amateur and it's all recreational. I remember one time we took all of the staff and interns, and we did an Olympics day. Where we went to UCLA, and we rented out the track, and like the kind of like the stadium, and we did track and field races.
That's awesome.
And we did stair races, right? You run up the stairs, down the stairs, and then relay. Well, it gets to one of the girls. Shout out to Houston. I won't say her name. And she runs up on her way down.
Yeah.
Oh no.
About 7 steps from the bottom on the concrete, you see her. She's somewhere else, bro. And all of a sudden, she loses footing. And she's not trying to catch herself. It's like she's conceded that
this is it.
So she tucks her arms and torpedoes. Just
doesn't protect her head, nothing.
Dude, doesn't try to guard her head. There we go. She just, you know, boom. It sounded like, you know, in Rocky when he's punching the meat?
Yeah.
Her head. I thought I saw,
we thought she was gone.
Dude, she hit the ground, knocked out, body's limp. All of us is silent.
Bro, that was the craziest day, bro.
And then like 10 seconds later, what happened? We're like, we don't know what just happened. That was the craziest.
Stitches.
Hospital, concussion, no stitches, no blood.
Bro, it was crazy. Wow. Bro, I legitimately thought she'd pass away that day.
Yeah,
I was like, there's just no way.
It's a dead body.
You could just tell the way that the momentum that was coming down and how fast she was going that this was not going to end well.
Well, it's like you get a bunch of ex-athlete dads together.
And everyone's like, competitive, trying to win.
Yeah, the same athleticism is there.
Yeah.
Or sorry, competitiveness is there. But the athleticism's gone. Oh, God. Leads to injury pretty
quick. But not in our heads. That's the thing. It's like in our heads, we're still like our kids will be like 16. Like, I'm, like, 18. Like, there's probably, even, like, when I'm playing with the kids, like, we do, like, tickle fights.
Yeah, of course.
The boys, like, wrestling, but we call them tickle fights.
Yeah.
And Christina's even, like, that the word fight is in there, but we like tickle matches, whatever you want to call them. But like, there will be moments where it's like we have like a blow up bounce house. I'm like, okay, it's safe to go hard in here.
That's so dope. Like, just,
yeah, dude. It's like you can get it on Amazon like $200.
It's amazing.
But it's bit like it would fill this entire garage. But yeah, like we'll definitely there would be moments where, like I'm just gonna go for it. I'll just like just plow them out. And
yeah.
They love it. It's the best. But like I feel like I'm like, what age does that stop? Like, you know, like when you start playing pickup basketball with them, stuff like that. Like, what age do you think you stop going hard with your kids?
Never.
Because it's bad now. Like, let's be honest. Like, we all have little kids, and like none of us are the former athletes we never really were, yeah, even back totally. Then, but thought we were. Like, in another 15 years?
Bro, to be honest, remember.
Except for Tommy. Tommy's still pretty, you know.
Yeah, you're not competing with your kids.
Pretty robust.
Not yet.
No, but I do remember bits and pieces when my dad was still around.
Yeah.
When we'd play basketball outside, it was me and my cousin versus him. And we're young, bro. And so I always watched the game when he had it on, but he would like, bro, would kind of go hard.
Body you.
Like, I remember like my cousin, bro, wanted to like almost get into it with my dad. And he's only what, like 3-4 years older than I was. And so, bro, here we are. Like, I'm like probably like 6-7 and he's 12, 13, you know, whatever. And my dad is bodying this dude, and I'm watching him do it, and just no mercy.
Yeah.
Bro, there are some dads out there that would just not take it easy.
River asked me, when am I going to beat you at basketball? And I just told him, never.
Never.
Yeah, when I'm dead, he said. when I'm killed, he'll beat me at basketball.
That's a very fair point.
He's going to kill me, Riv. My children might. Okay, we're big Bluey fans here. Do you watch Bluey?
Oh, yeah, we watch Bluey.
This new season came out, and there's an episode 2, like I haven't memorized, called Obstacle Course, and it's all about this idea that the dad is, like, so competitive, his kids don't want to play with him anymore. Because he's like
too competitive.
Yeah, too competitive, you know.
So what happens? Do they make the dad go soft?
No. He wins constantly. They make an obstacle course. They try to make it hard for him. And at the very end, the daughter is about to win, and he pulls her down and cheats and wins. And the mom's like, are you serious? Like, at what length will you go to win? And he's like, I didn't cheat. She fell, you know? And so at the very beginning of the episode, there's one game that he doesn't play because he's not good at. And so, you know, he's like, fine, to make it right, I'll play any game that you want. And they make him play the game that he's not good at, and he loses and square.
I'm all about losing fair and square. I think that's fine. But it's like, I don't know. It's like, I definitely think there's, and this is probably too hard, but like, there's definitely like a thing of dumbing things down for your kids so you can get them and they understand that. But I'm like, at what point is it like, no. Like, if we're going to compete at something, like, we play like this little racing game in high school. I was like, okay, let me win. You just stop, you just leave, like, it's like a train racing game. It's like, you leave your train right there and like, let me get closer. I'm like, okay. Like, trying to find ways, because I'll get him like a 10-second head start and then I'll go. So it's like, it's still like kind of competitive for him. But like, they actually like the competition, but I'm like, at what point do you like start like, I'm like, kindergarten, I feel like, okay, we're kind of at that point, bro. You got to start leveling up at some things here.
Totally.
I'm going to start like pushing you a little bit, you know, the real training has started. I was, I just did this thing like last time I was out here in Pasadena, and, I won't say the person, but like very big, like the biggest, let's say future, quarterback of like the next generation right now.
Okay.
And his dad started him at like 5-6 years old with a quarterback coach, and I'm like,
yeah,
it's time.
Yeah,
it's time.
Time is now.
Totally. So River, I mean, we were doing football drills on Tuesday. We went to the park and he wanted to bring the football and he wanted to do receiver, running back, and quarterback drills. And
that's awesome.
He's done jujitsu, soccer, basketball. Basketball was a complete debacle, though.
Really?
And we took him out pretty quick because I didn't want him to hate the sport. We go to basketball, and he has, like, 4 players on his team. Like, this isn't even a full team. This is ridiculous. It's a rec league. Go to the first game. The coach no-shows.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, Riv, like, I got to take you out because I don't want you to have a bad taste in your mouth because I want you to be a future NBA player. But, yeah, he's, like, all things competitive. Dude, he will not clean his room, anything, unless we're going, I bet you can't beat the clock.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, how much time's on the clock? 1 minute, 30 seconds. Put the clock on. You know, then he's full on.
Yeah, I love that competitive
That's
nature.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Did I beat it? And I'll just be like, no, you didn't. You're like, next time.
I wonder, like, where our kids really get that stuff from. You know,
competitive,
like,
drive?
Yeah.
That's for me, for sure. At least for River. Grayson has none of that at all.
Yeah. Do you feel like any of your kids picked up on, like,
the competitiveness
of your?
I don't know. Like, something like, we'll do it. And it's like, sort of mean because it's really no competition, but like, okay, let's who gets there fastest, whatever. Like, we know, like, Isaac's gonna win, but it's sometimes like, nah, I don't want to race.
Yeah, totally.
So, I don't know. I feel like there's definitely some things like Christine's like, you see what you're teaching them. But maybe I don't know. Luca is definitely like difficult, like I was as a kid.
Yeah,
well, I'm difficult now. You know, like, wants to do what he wants to do, and, like, no one's going to tell him otherwise.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's been the hardest thing that you've been trying to teach your kids, you feel like, that you're still trying to really press down on them right now?
You know, I think one of the things that I'm, well, let me come at that two ways. So, like, the thing we're going with, and maybe you made this more, like, deep and philosophical than I'm gonna take it, but especially when it comes to like the sports stuff, I feel like I'm having a difficult time threading the needle of like being a dad of boys and trying to find the line of like being like guys, like teach them to be boys and let them do boy things, but also being like gentle.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the boys love to, like, they love to, like, play with trains, and they love, like, the kind of in, like, the Spider-Man, but it's mostly, like, trains, and, like, they love to, like, do, like, you know, like, wrestling, like, tickle fight. Like, that's what they want to do. It's, like, when I play with them, it's, like, usually one of those two things. And even with the trains, it ends up being, like, no, let's blow this one up, stuff like that.
Totally.
And, you know, so I think, like, even when it comes into, like, you know, Christine and I have been going, having this back and forth, I'm, like, you know, when I was a kid, like, I remember, like, I'm trying to think, like, kindergarten. Maybe I have, the age range off. But, like, I feel like when I was, like, kindergarten, I was watching, like, remember, like, the old X-Men cartoon?
Oh, yeah. Dude,
X-Men 97.
X-Men 97. Bro, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. And they're
extended. They're coming and bringing it back.
Yeah, new episodes, yeah.
Like, I used to watch, like, the old, like, Adam West Batman. I used to watch, like, Zorro. I used to watch Batman the Animated Series, like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it has been, like, hard pass. She was like, no. They are not watching that stuff. And like, they are boys, and, like, they do see, like, stuff. And, like, you know, we try to keep the, you know, we have a live audience today. So, like, stuff with GUNs out of, like, you know, we definitely keep that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, there's some things I'm like, oh, they're boys. But it's been a struggle for me, like, to find that balance of, like, okay, what's gonna, you know, it's fine for them to not watch that stuff now, and like maintain like the gentleness, especially like older brother to younger brother, like understanding difference of strength,
dude.
Especially like with other kids, it's like just because someone, you know, pushes you, whatever. So I'm trying to like thread that needle.
Such an interesting dynamic. Like, so River,
like, be gentle with mommy.
Yeah,
stuff like, you know, like stuff like that.
All of our friends had kids.
Yeah.
And then we had River a little bit late, and then another set of kids showed up. So River's like, you know, in between the older kids and the younger kids, but he mostly hangs out with the older kids, and the level of physicality that they have.
Oh, Vincent's smaller than me.
Yep, he talked about Vincent. The level of physicality he has with his older friends, he, you know, brings down to the younger kids, and it's like, you got to understand there's levels to this thing, like,
right.
You know, he'll race Grayson, and if Grayson's in front of him, instead of passing him, he'll just, you know, hit stick him out of the way. You know, and he's like, oh, gosh. Like, and it's so innocent to him, but he's just trying to be physical, you know.
Yeah.
We we leaned a little bit, like, for River, not Grayson as much. You know, Grayson's still really young. But, like, River, I think, has seen almost all the Marvel movies.
Hmm.
Like, he's a big superhero guy. But we'll sit down and watch it with him, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll let him ask questions. And there's scenes, of course, that we're like, pause, fast forward,
yeah,
and stuff,
yeah,
of course. But, like, his favorite movie is Black Panther, and he fast forwards to the scene where Killmonger throws Black Panther off the waterfall every time. And he's like, I can't wait for Black Panther to come back and surprise him.
He already knows what's happening.
That's, yeah, like, he already knows what's happening. And but, yeah, it's like, like, how much do we expose him to? And how,
yeah,
like, the dynamic is so weird. And that's why it's like, I don't really believe, like, in standardized parenting. It's like every kid, every context is different, you know?
Yeah. I think that that's probably what a lot of parents face, you know, like, how much is too much exposure to different things? You know, obviously you don't want to shelter them, yeah, to the world and having the world show them and teach them, you know, like, what it is. And so we want to obviously, you know, beat them to it. But it's like, I think I still have a hard time with that. So, and my, obviously my kids are not even old enough to understand any of this stuff yet. But I do think of, like, how do I protect them to the best of my ability, but also not shelter them where they don't understand anything either.
Yeah. How much do you think, sorry, I don't know how long you guys normally go. So if, like, me, I don't know
what time you
guys
wrap it up.
It's seven.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to wrap up in the next 5-10 minutes.
You got to do.
You got to drive me to the MC.
Prayer morning.
Yep.
Womp womp. Okay. My last thought. So, and this is probably, like, deeper and a deeper thought to end on. Maybe something for the dads out there to ponder. But I was reading this article, it was a historian, and it was at, like, this thing called Q Conference. They have every year in Nashville. It's like for leadership. It's like everyone from, like, a Malcolm Gladwell, like, wow, to pastors to speak at, stuff like that. Cool. And there was, like, this historian, not a Christian historian at all. And she was talking about how anytime there's a fall of a civilization, it usually has to do with, like, the civilization becomes, like, more and more and more progressive until it finds its breaking point and it falls off. But one of the biggest things is, like, the biggest things that lead to it, like, that when you look back in history and you look at fall civilizations, it is the, demasculization,
yeah,
of, mm-hmm, like men. Like, men become, it's, no, the feminization of men, like, men become, like, more and more, like, kind of, like, and feminine. I don't even mean, like, you know, like, I'm not talking about, like a gender flamboyant thing here,
like,
but yeah, I'm just saying, like, they kind of pull away from being men. It's like, yeah, you know, we talk about toxic masculinity, men are afraid of being masculine, stuff like that. So I don't know. I feel like part of me is like, you know, I want to make sure my boys are boys and not, like, pushing it to the nth degree. But, like, I think there's, like, some maybe strength, idealistic aspects that we've kind of lost or pulled back from that I think it's still good to, like, promote, like, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. Raising young men.
Totally. Yeah, when you talk about that, it reminds me of, like, this idea that, you know, convenience becomes an issue when it leads to compromise.
Mm.
So the compromising of, you know, the struggle that built the civilization is no longer there, and so the it won't move forward because the struggle's gone. The very thing that built the DNA of a healthy civilization was the forging of it, and now that it's progressed to a point where you don't need to forge or fight or toil or get your hands dirty, then it leads to, like, it only goes one way. If you're not growing, it's going to end up imploding, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm the same way with the boys. I'm like, I want to teach them hard work, good, yeah, work ethic. I want them not to be afraid. Like, River's literally dirty. Like, he has dirt on him right now, you know? Cause I'm like, go climb that tree. You know, if you get hurt, great. You know, I sent Tommy this video of River riding a scooter and he jumped off this ledge and hit his ankle. And I took my camera out, real, you know, my phone out, and I was like, River, welcome to childhood. This is your first time your scooter's hit your ankle. You know, like, this is a moment for you. You know, like, we, yeah, all shared, yeah, this, you know.
Toughen you up.
Yeah, and it's like, instead of, you know, first thing Steph would do is pick him up. Are you okay? I'm like, Congratulations, yeah. brother.
Like, way to go, son.
Yeah exactly. Day. This is a moment. And I think there's like part of that can, if you take that to the extreme, it gets bad and weird and gross. And but I think there's a healthy side of it that exactly what you're talking about. It's like, I want him to struggle with borders,
yep.
and boundaries. And at the end of the day, know that if he fails, I'm there. Hmm. But he needs to fail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love that.
So you can learn how to win.
So you can be more and more awesome.
Yeah. River, what does pain do?
There you go.
Pain words makes of wisdom. Us stronger. Wow. Run with that this morning.
It's like Nate says, covertly showing us how awesome his parenting skills are right now.
Having River this here. This is all planned. Yeah, River all being planned. In the studio.
Hey, River, show the podcast. What a great day.
You told him what time to wake up. You told him to be in here this morning.
They threw a bucket of water on him at 5:15.
Get up. This is great right now, but right around 2 o'clock today. This thing is coming off the rails. We already know it.
God bless teachers.
Yeah, for real, actually. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts, Tom?
Oh, I'm just thankful, you know, obviously, like, kind of what we're talking about this morning. Like, it just, again, like, living in such a crazy time as, you know, what we've seen the last handful of years. And, you know, I think, and even living in Los Angeles, you know, like trying to figure out how to raise these boys and, you know, kind of, I feel like in certain areas of our country, we just face different things. And so like learning how to raise, you know, the boys up in an environment like this is just, you know, tricky, but thank God for good dads and good fathers who, you know, are still believing like the calling that's in, even in just that alone, you know, we have such a crazy big responsibility in raising our boys and raising our children. And, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, the time that I've got to spend with, you know, my dad, or even learn from his mistakes, you know. And so I just hope that I can become a better father and just, you know, learn from even my friends that are around me and from you guys and seeing you guys raise your kids.
Yeah.
And so here we go.
Well, what is it? It's like 1 in 4 kids don't have a father figure in their home or in their life.
Jeez. Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, we're talking about, I think there just needs to be more normal dads leading conversations on platforms. It's like right now it's so polarized. It's Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know, Justin Bieber, or, you know, it's like, not that maybe that's not
quite the
right
spectrum,
scale, but yeah, you know, it's like, it's either like a really, you know, feminine man, you know, not even bringing the sexuality or anything, but it's like a really like, you know, I care about how I look and shop and manscape and all, you know, all that stuff.
Which is fine, which is great.
It's fine. You know? I care about some of that stuff too. You know, it's moderation.
Yeah.
And you have like Andrew Tate, who's like, you know, it's a whole different level of extreme, you know? It's like there's not enough guys like this, you know, who have a platform who are talking about conversations in a realistic manner.
Yeah.
And probably because the extremes get promoted because they're extreme. But, you know, if you guys really support us here at Dads Who Try, you'll share this podcast.
And well, speaking of sharing, Nate, we started a YouTube not too long ago.
Yes, we did.
And people should subscribe to that page.
Yep. If you don't, you just stop listening, please.
don't even give us. Yeah. Don't give us these reviews. Ultimatum. You don't mean it. Start telling, like, forcing people to do stuff.
Have you ever done anything, Anthony, that's, like, gotten bad reviews, like put out music or...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, honestly, like, sometimes, like, you put something out, you get no reviews. It's like, oh, I'd rather just, like, a bad review than no reviews.
Because on Spotify, we have a 4.9. So.
Keep that average up.
Yeah, just whoever gave us that review. You want to know who
that one little.
Yeah.
Could be a bot. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, it could be a bot. It could be.
That's what I'm going to choose to believe.
It's like a fake robot online.
Yep, who gives bad reviews and tries to ruin people's dreams. And, you know, we've recognized that our podcasts, our YouTube, all of our social content, it's actually perfect. And all of our guests that we bring on, they're perfect. And so whoever gave us a bad review, we know that's a reflection of what you're going through. So, we're here for you.
Should we take a moment and pray for them?
Yes, let's take maybe a moment of silence, actually. The podcast ends. Like
that's how it ends.
Probably not going to help your reviews.
Anthony, any last last minute words.
No, you guys are great dads. I say that, I think you guys are both awesome parents. It's fun to be doing dad stuff. I think what you guys are doing great. Cause oh, cool. Not doing this alone. One's doing this alone. Everyone's thinking and asking the same weird questions you are. And having the same conversations about if their kids should or should not watch Batman. We're not. Well, sorry.
I'm kidding, River.
But no, that's it. Thank you guys for having me. This is great.
Burr, you're a good man. And we're golfing this week.
Let's do it.
Boom. All right. Outro music. Yeah. Let's do the same thing every time. One day we're going to freestyle on this.
One day we're going to have a proper intro. Ooh. And outro.
We're working on it a little bit.
We are.
We're not perfect. We're just a couple dads.
Who are trying.
Intro. We're supposed to say that at the same time.
Let's do it again.
We're just a couple of dads who try.